Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Welcome to Ujiria. I am Lee Cantor, and I am flying solo here in Atlanta without Brad and Sam. They are off doing important things. But I am joined proudly with Kevin Ritz. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm great. We actually have some nice, cool weather in Dallas, finally. The mornings have been absolutely glorious.
Yes, so we're getting that here, too. So it looks like summer has passed, and we're on to fall. You up for that?
Yeah, we can hope.
We can hope. So who do you have over there in Texas?
I am joined today in Dallas by Laura Carr, who is a healthcare consultant. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Hello, everyone.
Let's go ahead and start with you giving us some of your background, where you're from originally, maybe where you went to school, and how you got to Dallas and doing what you're doing now.
Great. Well, I'm an Okie. I'm from Oklahoma City. I was born and raised there. And I went to the Oklahoma OU. Boomer Sooner, people. We won last week. I'm happy about that. Give them the football game. There's not a lot else going on there. But I was born and raised in Oklahoma City, and I have lived in Houston, Texas, San Diego, California, San Francisco, California twice, and Dallas twice. And I grew up, I was kind of a flim-flam person. I have sold everything, done everything in my past. And I didn't grow up to really work with seniors, but I was out in California, in San Francisco, having a great time. And I would come home to Oklahoma City a couple of times a year, and I kept noticing that there was something wrong with my dad. And I would say to my dad and to my mother, what is wrong with daddy? You know, that something is really wrong. And they'd go, oh, no, we're just getting old. And I knew that wasn't true because I knew my dad pretty well and I knew something wasn't right. And his response was, I just have Medicare. I don't have any insurance. I can't afford to do anything. I'm fine. I responded by, you fought in World War II. We have got to find out what is wrong with you. So while I was home one Christmas, I called the VA and asked them what I could do. And they told me to bring my dad in with his discharge papers. And I took him in while I was home. It took them 5 months to determine that he had Parkinson's disease. Well, I didn't even know what Parkinson's disease was. I went to a medical research library in San Francisco and was trying to determine what this is and why he got it. And it was very frustrating. And once we determined what he had, I knew that this was going to be very difficult for me being in San Francisco and they being in Oklahoma City. So in 1995, I went back to Oklahoma to try to help my dad get really into the system, into the VA. And so I got him into the VA so he could get help. And I also worked at him getting a monthly pension because he was 100% disabled. It was a nightmare of all the red tape and what we went through. Then I knew that they needed emotional support, financial support. My dad needed in-home health care. He needed medical equipment. And every time I would call somebody to say, what do I do? Where do I turn to? No one would help me. They'd go, that's not my job. I don't know who you need to call. So after going through the nightmare with my dad and getting him taken care of, I said, people should not have to go through this, and I know I can help them because I've been through the red tape. So in 1996, I became a healthcare consultant and provided medical equipment. It's called Durable Medical Equipment for a company here in Texas. And I have done medical equipment ever since 1996. When I moved to Dallas, we had to put my dad into the VA home in Norman, which I might say to everybody, it is one of the best facilities I've ever seen, because the VA in Norman, they let the state run the program instead of the federal running the program. And when you go to that facility, it's like going to a horse ranch. And these people are fabulous. So I moved to Dallas to continue my professional career, and then I would go up there on weekends to see my dad. And then when he passed away, my mother, who was getting her Social Security, his Social Security, and the monthly pension, he died on October 28th, buried on October 31st. November 1st, that was all gone. My mother went from $2,400 a month to $700 a month.
Wow.
And if you knew my mother, she couldn't live on $2,400 a month. So my response to her was, Mother, you're going to have to move in with me. And that means in Dallas, Texas. The problem was, it was hard for her. She had never lived anyplace else but Oklahoma. So my suggestion was, get a little jar, put some red dirt in it, and come to Dallas. Well, she moved in with me in Dallas. The problem then was I had a bedroom and a bathroom for my mother, but it was upstairs. My mother had problems getting up and down the stairs. So I built a home. It was a David Weekly home. I'm going to give them a plug because they have a wonderful place. We live in a gated community 4 miles east of downtown Dallas. So I was able to take a floor plan and say, don't put up this wall, don't put up that wall, make it a handicapped house. And we have lived together. I moved in October of 2003, and my mother has moved down in November of 2003. So we've been living together almost 8 years. And I do believe in miracles because my mother and I get along quite well. And I was my daddy's little girl. But my dad passed away, and it was very difficult for me. And then I started looking in Dallas thinking, I wonder what services they have for seniors. And I was shocked of how many wonderful services they had, and nobody knew about them. So I became a certified benefits counselor for the state of Texas. And I'm the senior adult service liaison at my church. At the time, we had 350 senior adults. Now we're down, unfortunately, to about 200 senior adults. I also have become a STAP specialist with the state of Texas. It's for a program called Specialized Telecommunication Assistive Program, STAP, S-T-A-P. And they provide free telephones to people that have a vision, hearing, a disability, accessing or utilizing a telephone. And so I am also a caregiver for my 85-year-old mother, and I'm a case manager for a wonderful couple that goes to my church who have both had major strokes and who can no longer drive. So I still have all the balls up in the air working the stuff, but working with seniors is not only my profession, it has become my ministry.
Yeah. It never ceases to amaze me how many stories there are of people who started out in a completely different field and then some personal story touches their lives, or a family member that needs help kind of steers them that direction, and you're just the same. And it's always great to hear how that kind of molds who we are. So let's kind of tackle these things one at a time. Let's start with the prescription medical equipment. What exactly qualifies as prescription medical equipment, and how can you help people get the equipment that they need?
Okay. Prescription medical equipment and supplies is durable medical equipment. So that's like motorized wheelchairs, regular manual wheelchairs, hospital beds, canes, walkers, gel overlay mattresses, Hoyer lifts. It's equipment that is provided for by Medicare and Medicaid. to qualify to get equipment, you must have, for Medicare, you must have Medicare Part B. And if you're not sure, if you look on your Medicare card, it will tell you Part A is hospitalization, Part B is for not only specialized doctors, but things like medical equipment. There's also home health care you get through that. And so if you're not sure, look on your Medicare card. There's very few people that do not have Part B, but if you think of it this way, when you turn 65, you get Medicare automatically. They will ask you if you want Medicare Part B, and that's what you have to pay for. But you want to get it. There's probably only about four people I've seen since 1996 that did not have Medicare Part B, and that's crucial that you get that. Also, there's a difference between Medicare and if you have a HMO or a PPO. How that works is if you have an HMO, say like Secure Horizons, and you need medical equipment, you contact your private physician and then go to them, and then they send you to a specialist. So in other words, they have set aside money from Medicare. Even though you do have a Medicare number, you're not getting things paid for by Medicare. And it is a different criteria. They have their own criteria than Medicare. And then Medicaid. So Medicare pays 80% of what you need. And then that's why people have secondary health insurance. And so secondary pays 20%. So if you don't have a secondary, it's up to the vendor that you're dealing with whether they will accept Medicare allowable only. And what I have learned is, especially what seniors are going through today, most seniors don't have the 20%. So therefore, they don't get anything because they know they can't afford to pay the 20%. So you need to be sure you find a vendor that will accept Medicare so that you don't go without something that you need. And then if you still don't have that, you can go to your church or whatever. A lot of them will have used equipment or they can refer. But it is a wonderful program for people if you have that.
So how frequently can somebody benefit from the Medicare portion to get a DME item paid for? Is it you can either get a wheelchair or the gel overlay mattress, or can you get both if you need them?
You can get both if you need them, but certain things that you get. In other words, I can take somebody that's walking to a motorized wheelchair, or you can go from walking to a cane to a walker to a manual wheelchair and then to a motorized wheelchair. But once you go up the line, you cannot go back. So, for instance, if you're in a manual wheelchair that was paid for by Medicare, you can't say, okay, could you order me a cane or get me a walker? Once you go up the line, you can't go back. But I can jump from the line, from being able to walk if you cannot walk any further. But you must have, besides Medicare Part B, you must have a diagnosis for anything that you had. So let's say you have, and you must have a doctor willing to sign for you. So let's say you have a diagnosis, but no doctor will sign for you. You cannot get equipment paid for by Medicare. Or let's say you have five doctors that say they will sign, but you do not have a diagnosis. You cannot get products from Medicare. So you must have Medicare, Medicare Part B, a diagnosis, and a doctor willing to sign for you. Medicaid is differently. You have to fill out Title 19 and special forms to get that approved. But you can have, if you need a wheelchair and a hospital bed and other certain, like a bedside commode, you can get all that at the same time. Once you have equipment, however, certain things Medicare rents and certain things Medicare buys. So let's say you have a manual wheelchair and they rent that. So they're paying a company, you know, 15 months for that rental equipment. So let's say you need a motorized wheelchair at that sometime within that time. You have to give back the manual wheelchair. They're not going to pay for both at the same time. So you need to ask those questions. Also, Medicare is available as far as DME if you are in your home, if you're in independent living or assisted living. Once you go to a staffed rehab or to a nursing home, you do not qualify anymore for medical equipment. So let's say today you got a wheelchair, a manual wheelchair, and next week you moved into a rehab or to a skilled nursing facility. The company that provided you that manual wheelchair would have to pick it up. But let's say you got a motorized wheelchair today, and next week you moved into a skilled facility like a nursing home. You could take that equipment with you because that is paid for outright, and that becomes your equipment. But I've had, unfortunately, a lot of people call me once their loved one has gone into a skilled nursing facility and can no longer, you know, they said, we need a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah.
Medicare will not pay for it at that point.
Well, that's great information. I didn't know any of that, and you explained it very, very concisely, and it was excellent. So let's move over to the phone program, STAP. Tell us a little bit about that and how you became involved with this.
Well, this is a program that I just heard about 2.5 years ago. I'm out there speaking to groups all the time, and somebody told me about this program, and I'd never heard of it, and I was shocked that I didn't know anything about it. So I called Austin, and I said, hey, tell me about this program. This is wonderful. And they said, oh, well, it's been around a long time. And I said, well, exactly how does it work? When we pay our telephone bill, on the back, there is a tax that goes to the Public Utilities Commission. And they have set up this program. And it's in Austin. And so if you... I was shocked when I went down to get trained. I said, how many STAP specialists are there in the state of Texas? And they said, well, with you, there's eight. Eight people in the whole state of Texas? But this is a program that I speak at senior centers, at independent or assisted living facilities, at churches. If you have problems seeing, like maybe the numbers. I have troubles like with sixes and eights on business cards. I have trouble seeing that. But if you have problems seeing or you have problems hearing people on the phone, or maybe you're in a walker or have a cane and it's hard for you to get to the phone, you are entitled to one free telephone every 5 years. This is so wonderful. There are phones that have the big numbers, the high amplification, and you can even get a phone that has the emergency SOS button. And I know you maybe have heard of Life Alert or some other wonderful programs that are out there. Well, usually there is a charge, a monthly charge, and it's anywhere I've heard from $35 to $65.
Right.
This is absolutely free. It does not cost you anything. But where people, seniors, get confused, they have to understand that this is for the telephone equipment. This is like if you went to Walmart or to a phone company, to Radio Shack, and bought a telephone. This plugs into your wall just like your regular phone does. But if you don't have home service or telephone service in your home, it's not going to pay for the service end. You're not going to pay whatever you're paying on your phone bill now. That's what you'll pay. Now, they've come out with just the last few months, you can get a cell phone. And I mentioned that when I went down there to train. A lot of seniors only have one telephone, which is a cell phone. And there is one that you can use the emergency button. So you can either have this Snap phone, which... also, I might say, has a radio and a flashlight and all sorts of great stuff on it, and the SOS button, or you can have a jitterbug. A jitterbug is a phone you've probably seen advertised on TV that's great for seniors. It has the big numbers and things. What I recommend on a cell phone, and what seniors need to understand is, if you have already have a cell phone and you have T-Mobile or you have AT&T, you can take out the little SIM chip out of their current cell phone and put it in this phone. So you have the same telephone number, the same, so it's great. But if you do not have that, then you've got to understand, if you want to get a cell phone, that you're going to have to pay for the service. Jitterbug has their own service. So it's important that seniors understand, and they get really confused on that.
Yeah, there's some difference there. If they want to learn more about the STAP program, what's the best way for them to learn more about that?
Well, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email at the end of the program. Okay. And if you'll get some paper and a pencil, I want you to call me and I'll talk to you about any of these things.
Okay.
But basically what I do is speak to a group, and if it's an individual, for instance, most seniors I know don't have a car or can't get out, I will come out and take your application. There's a 5-page application that I will do for you, but the thing that you must provide is proof of residency, since this is a state of Texas program only. So it could be your driver's license, but remember, it has to be current. It can't be a license that is not current. It could be your Texas ID. It could be a utility bill, a telephone bill, or an energy bill. It has to have your name, current address, and a date on it. So you can't give me something that's 6 or 8 months old for it to work. But I will come out to your house, but I will have to work you in around presentations, because they're, I see a lot of people.
All right, real quick, we've got about 5 minutes. I know you mentioned that you're the liaison for your church, and you have an event coming up. Can you just briefly talk a little bit about the event and what people can do to get involved?
Absolutely. Now, this is our 11th annual Senior Adult Health Fair. We learned a long time ago there wasn't really a venue in churches for you to give information to people. So this is going to be coming up, and it's in September, Thursday, September 29th, 2011, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And what we do, we bring in agencies and companies and vendors that provide services, products, or have facilities for senior adults. And they provide information on what they do and how they can serve you. We have a free lunch is provided, and there are door prizes like crazy. We ask all the vendors to bring in raffle items so you can go and get free stuff. We have a wonderful pharmacist that's there, and he will give you flu shots and pneumonia shots. And if you bring in your Medicare card and your ID, he will give you the shot, and he will bill Medicare and stuff. So you don't have to do that. And so it's a great way, and it's a wonderful item. So please come, and I'm going to give you a number that there's a reservation line. Just call and let us know that you're going to attend, so we'll have enough food for you. And that number is 214-823-2179, and it's extension 255. So please call, and don't you dare leave that health fair without me getting a chance to meet you personally.
And it's at the Skillman Church of Christ.
It's at Skillman Church of Christ, and it's at 3120 Skillman Street, Dallas, Texas, 75206. It's in the Family Life Center gym. It's about 15 blocks south of Mockingbird on Skillman, and it is east of 75.
Right. Excellent. Well, before we let you go, let's get a piece of advice from you, just a word that you would tell seniors or their adult children that might help them navigate all the confusing things that we have to deal with. So,
well, I'll give you two tips. One is, you are not alone. And I know sometimes you feel like you're the only one that's had to go through stuff. You're not. And there are people and services and products out there that can help you. But, what I've learned working with seniors is they don't know what they are entitled to. They don't know what the process is, and they don't know who to call. And so you need to be proactive about your health. Nobody knows it better than you. And I hope that you give us a chance to serve you, and you give me a call. I'd be happy to help you.
Okay. And go ahead and give your contact information now. And
you can call me at area code 214-388-0088, or you can email me at Laura Carr, LauraCarr, at Prodigy, PRODIGY Laura@ukulele.net. And I'm waiting for your call, so you better call me.
All right, Laura, I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us this morning. That will do it for this week's Ujiria Radio. And as always, if our children are our nation's greatest asset, it goes without saying that our seniors are our nation's greatest treasure.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.